今天早晨我们再一次欢迎弟兄姊妹们亲爱的朋友们来到本教会参加中英文的联合聚会。
Once again, I want to welcome all of you to our combined Christmas service.
刚才彭牧师告诉我们说一年大概也不还有 Bessie 也告诉我们一年最多一两次这样聚会。
And we heard Pastor Francis and Bessie tell us that, yes, we only are able to get together about twice a year.
我记得今年在父亲节那时我们联合聚会的时候我们非常高兴。
And I remember when we got together on Father's Day, it was a very joyous service.
所以我就问普牧师，要不我们下礼拜再来联合聚会吧。
And so I asked Pastor Francis, well, why don't we do it again the following week?
他立刻说，哦，不不不不不。
He said, no way.
因为要准备这样一次聚会，联合的聚会，不晓得要花多少时间，好几个月以前就开始在准备。
Because it takes a lot of effort to put together a combined service.
要把两个会众都放在一起，而且能够顾到各方面的需要，不是一件很简单的事。
To be able to put two congregations together and to think of all the different needs of both congregations,
虽然我们有同样
is very difficult.
虽然我们有同样的信仰。
Even though we have the same faith,
我们敬拜同样一位耶稣基督,
and we're worshiping the same God, Jesus,
我们从他领受丰盛的救恩,
and we are getting salvation from him.
但是语言是一个不能很容易妥协的事情,
but language is something that's a barrier that's difficult to overcome.
不要说很久的很久以来，远古以来是就是这样一个世代中间三四十年，我们孩子父母语言都有困难了。
And you know, even over a long period of time, 30 years, there's always still difficulty.
因为语言是一种生活的部分，而它需要不断的沟通。
Because language is a communication form that you know you put effort into.
这不是一件很容易把两个会众都天天放在一起的原因。
And so this is one difficulty of having two congregations together.
其实今天我们所唱的诗歌，大家也发现已经横跨了几千年了。
But also, like the hymn that we sang today, it also came from 1,000 years ago.
今天我们唱很新的诗歌，像我刚才听的诗歌，非常喜欢。Mary, did you know? 这首诗歌非常有意思。
And we sang some very contemporary ones. Mary, did you know was one of them. I really liked it.
但是我这个老古板所点的诗歌叫做《以马内利》，O come, O come, Emmanuel.
But my classical one here I'm going to talk about today is O come, Emmanuel.
这首诗歌如果你去查它的来源，可能是第九世纪拉丁文的。
And this hymn actually probably comes from about the 9th century and was written in Latin.
但是很稀奇，我们能够把这样诗歌今天也拿来唱。
But it's quite interesting that we can still sing this today.
而其中的信息我们仍然能够领受，成为我们真正领受的福音。
And from the message, we can still hear the gospel message.
其实这首诗歌并不很好唱。
Actually, this hymn is not easy to sing.
有些人跟我说，现代诗歌不会唱，太难唱了。
Some people say, oh, you know, contemporary hymns are very difficult to sing.
但是我看年轻人唱得很容易，很自得其乐，而且快得很，一下就学会了。
But I think young people, you know, they sing the contemporary songs. It's very easy for them.
他们可能都有说，你们老人唱的诗歌好难的，都不会唱。
But they think that maybe the older people, the hymns they sing are difficult.
所以我们明年请了石牧师来，他要希望能够把这两件事情能够调和在一起。
And so we asked Pastor Luke to come, and hopefully he can combine these two.
他在神学院里面是教崇拜学的。
Actually, he in the seminary he teaches theology of worship.
所以他对音乐方面上下五千年是非常熟悉的。
And so he's
两千年，不是五千年。
He's very familiar with the past 2,000 years of church music.
我们真是拭目以待，希望他对我们教会有很大音乐上的帮助。
And so we're really looking forward to what he can bring to our church.
但是这里也是一个实际的问题，因为过去几个礼拜有人不断的对我一再的提醒我。
But you know, this is actually a practical problem.
尤其有一次我在一个聚会里面那里做见证的姊妹说我刚来教会是听不懂你们在讲什么
and you know one time at a recent service one sister came to me and said I can't understand what you guys are talking about
我知道这个姊妹讲纯粹的国语讲得好得不得了而那个聚会本来是讲国语的用中文的
and I know this sister she can speak Mandarin and the whole service was in Mandarin
那她为什么说听不懂呢
but why did she say she couldn't understand
因为有很多基督徒专用的字没有听过
Because there's a lot of terms that we use in Christianity that she hadn't heard before.
今天我们选这首诗歌《以马内利》，以马内利大家懂吗？
And so today we're talking about this hymn, O Come Emmanuel. Do you know what Emmanuel
means? Emmanuel 什么意思啊?
What does that mean?
这个是什么文字?你们在讲什么话呀?
What kind of language is that?
Emmanuel 什么语文知不知道?
Does anyone know what that means, Emmanuel?
Mike 应该知道。啊? Emmanuel 这是什么语文?哪个话?
Do you know what language Emmanuel
comes from? 还是英文?什么语文?希伯来,对了。他很聪明，先回答希伯来。有人说希腊文，因为在新约，我们读新约圣经，在马太福音里面发现说，耶稣的名字叫以马内利。
So Mike got it right. It is Hebrew, but also we see it in the New Testament in Greek.
在旧约的时候，以马内利这个字已经出现了。
But in the Old Testament, Emmanuel, this word is already there.
在先知以赛亚的口中，这个字出现。你看他的字结尾是 el， 所以知道。这一定跟希腊文，一定跟希伯来人讲的神有关系。
So we know that this word is from Hebrew because the last two letters EL stands for God.
我们请把诗歌词打出来好不好
？And so can we put the lyrics up?
Yeah, 这里讲的说 ，O come, O come, Emmanuel.
And so here it says, O come, Emmanuel.
所以当你讲到以马内利这个字的时候，你已经至少会了四国语文。
And so when we say Emmanuel, actually we were already touching on four different languages.
你至少知道一个希伯来文以马内利。
And you know that's Emmanuel. Emmanuel.
希腊文照它的音翻过来也叫做以马内利。Emmanuel.
And in Greek, it's the same pronunciation translated from Hebrew.
变成英文也没有问题 Emmanuel.
And in English, we say the same thing, Emmanuel.
到了中文就叫以马内利。
And in Chinese, it becomes 以马内利。Right?
Pretty good. He's very good. 所以你一讲以马内利四种语言了。什么叫以马内利？意思是什么呢
？And so what does Emmanuel mean？
那为了希腊文的读者，在马太福音里面已经把它字翻译出来了。
And so actually, for the benefit of the readers of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, it's been translated for the Greek readers.
这本书里面提到以马内利是讲的耶稣基督降生的事。
And in the Book of Matthew, it talks about the birth of Jesus.
天使对玛利亚就说：“你所生要生的孩子，你要给他起名叫以马内利。”
And the angel said to Mary, "You shall give the name Emmanuel to this child you have born."
他说：“因为这个字的意思说神与我们同在。”
Because this word means God with us.
你知道当时读马太福音的人不是中国人，也不是美国人，可能是读希腊文的。
You know, actually, the readers of Matthew, they weren't Chinese or English speakers, but they were Greek speakers.
所以你看，已经有个翻译上的需要。有人告诉我们说，马太福音最早是用希伯来文写的。
And so we have a language difficulty. People think that Matthew was originally written in Hebrew.
但是以后变成希腊文，因为要对讲希腊文的人解释神的救恩计划。
But then it was later translated to Greek, so Greek speakers could understand the gospel.
那怎么会旧约一个字到新约里面又用了呢
？And so how is it that a Hebrew word went into became into Greek?
刚才我们唱那首诗歌，诗班唱的诗歌就有一句话，就是原来先知早就预言了。
And so actually, in the hymn, we saw that it says that the prophets foretold.
那今天讲的预言，大家都很有莞尔一笑，对不对？因为我们才经过一个没有实现的预言。
And so sometimes when we hear the word prophecy, we think of something that just went by.
据说这个世界两天以前就要结束了，是吗？三天以前就要结束了。
We heard the prophecy recently that the world was supposed to end on Friday, last Friday.
但是玛雅族的预言没有应验。
But that Maya prophecy didn't come true.
因为它不是神。
Because they were not God.
没有预知的能力，也不能知道细节上什么事情要发生。
People don't know the future.
但是希伯来的先知们受着神的感动，他们发出预言，说有一天以马内要降临。
But the Hebrew prophets, God speaking through them, told them that God would come one day.
最奇妙一件事情，在希伯来的预言里面没有讲到时间，没有讲到确定的日子。
But actually, in the Hebrew prophecy, it didn't tell a specific time and date.
只是告诉我们一些事件的发生，一件一件发生，到最后有一件事情发生。要降临以马内利。
But it just talked about a series of events and finally culminating with the birth of Jesus.
刚才我们唱 Did you know Mary? Mary, did you know? 玛利亚你知道吗？她怎么知道？她并不知道。
And actually, we also sang that song, Mary, did you know? Did Mary know? She didn't know.
因为天使对他说，你所要生的儿子要给他起名叫以马内利。
But it was the angel that told her that the son you will bear will be called Jesus, Emmanuel.
事实上，你讲的对，因为他马太福音也蛮熟的，知道我略取一段。马太福音天使说，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他也要称作以马内利。
And actually, Matthew says that the angels told Mary that the child will be named Jesus as well as Emmanuel.
那么耶稣什么意思呢？
So what does Jesus mean?
天使也解释耶稣的意思，神要把他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
And actually the meaning of Jesus is God will save his people from their sins.
所以你看刚才我们唱 O come, O come, Emmanuel 这首诗歌，它里面歌词的意思。
And so let's look at the meaning of the lyrics from O come, O come, Emmanuel.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹、唱者们有没有觉得这首诗歌有一点点，虽然是拉丁的诗歌，有一点点希伯来味道。
I don't know if when you sing this, do you feel like it's kind of like a Jewish song?
因为它开始的调子是用 minor key, 是用小调，对不对？ Minor 应该翻小调哈。
Yeah, because it's written in a minor key.
所以他感觉是非常郁闷，非常忧愁，又觉得心里面有些心事的样子。
So the mood of the song is kind of somber, kind of serious.
到后面一段 rejoice 那是灵里面开始起来了。可是一开始的时候，他给我们一种格调，是觉得说，好像若有所失的样子。
Later on, it says rejoice, and we start rejoicing. But at the beginning, it's kind of a somber mood.
所以你知道诗歌很有意思，它可以用不同的形态来表达它里面的感情，不一定完全靠着字。
And so hymns are very interesting. It's not just from the lyrics, but also from the melody.
他说什么呢？O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel.
And so what does the lyric say? It says, O come, O come.
你讲，你读中文
了。Okay. 以马内利恳求降临，救赎释放以色列民。
这里提到一个字，叫 ransom captive Israel.
And 这里有一个地方，就是说救赎释放以色列民。
What is ransom? 这是什么？我讲中文。
Stick with one language. I'll do the other one.
他说要救赎释放以色列民。
And he says that he will ransom captive Israel.
救赎什么意思？这里中文翻的救赎，其实是它重要的意思是说把它买赎回来。
And what does ransom mean?
好像小孩子给强盗抢去了，家里的人花钱把他买回来，一样的意思。
It's like someone who has been kidnapped and you have to pay money to get that person back.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个诗歌的作者很能够体会当时以色列人在异邦的统治之下那种心情跟感受。
And so it's the writer of the hymn really could feel the feeling of someone who has been in captivity.
就在耶稣降临的时候，正是以色列国最最黑暗的时候，因为他们灭国之后再没有恢复。
And this is after Jesus had come and after Israel had been scattered to the nations.
他们被掳到巴比伦，巴比伦一代一代的过去，现在在罗马的统治之下。
And in the early days, the Jews had been taken to captivity to Babylon, and now they were under the control of the Romans.
而且历史上告诉我们，犹太地那里是古战场。
And so we also know that the area of Israel was a place of frequent battles.
是兵家必争之地。
And a place where there's always war going on.
而其实现在以色列仍然是这样的情形。
Actually, we see today, it's true even today.
所以他们在一种非常痛苦、很恶劣的生活状况底下，一直等候有一位。救赎主把他们从仇敌里面救出来。
And so in this kind of situation, the Jews were always waiting for a savior to save them.
所以这首诗歌给我们的感觉背景就是以色列人等待一位救主要降临。
And so this hymn conveys the message that the Jews were waiting for a savior to save them.
他们在痛苦中间。
And they were very oppressed.
其实我们今天仍然在这种心情跟感觉中间。
And so actually, even today, people are in this type of situation.
你不要仅仅说以色列人在被掳失败的光景中间。
We don't just think that it was only the Jews that were in this situation.
我们今天刚才我们普牧师祷告里面很可惜没有把它翻成中文。
And actually, when Pastor Francis prayed, we didn't translate it into Chinese.
他提到前几天在 Newtown, Connecticut 那里所发生的事情。
he was mentioning what happened in Newtown recently.
今天早晨我出来以前看见电视节目上在早晨的节目太太最喜欢看的节目 Meet the Press 讲到他们访问枪支管理局的事情。
And so this morning before our church I was watching Meet the Press and they were talking about gun control.
有这么多狂人疯子。
And there's so many, unfortunately, crazy people out there.
有人告诉我们说，每十七个人中间有个精神失常的人。
And some people say, you know, out of 17 people, there's maybe one that has mental illness.
上个礼拜三，我们为着这些事情祷告时，有一些弟兄姊妹提到说，的确，今天撒旦掳掠人就是这个样子。
And so, in our prayer meeting last Wednesday, we prayed about this, and some people mentioned, you know, really, it's true. Satan has taken control of some people like this.
犹太人在罗马人的统治底下还是看得见的。
And, you know, when we see that the Romans controlled the Jews, we could see the Romans.
而且有些时候为了讨好犹太人，罗马人对犹太人有时候还不错。
And sometimes the Romans were even good to the Jews to keep them happy.
但是当我们落在撒旦手里的时候，没有那么便宜。
But if we were under the control of Satan, it's not so nice.
耶稣讲过一个很简单的比喻，他说，他是好牧人，但是人若不从好牧人，不从牧羊，不从羊的门进来，就是盗贼。
But Jesus told a parable. He said he was a good shepherd, and he takes care of his sheep. But the one who doesn't come through the sheep gate is a thief.
谁是盗贼呢？他说，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、抢夺、败坏。
And who's the thief? The thief is the one who wants to come in to steal and to kill and destroy.
全地都是神的，我们是神的子民，我们是神的儿女，我们是按照神的形象造的。但是撒旦把我们掳掠去。
Of course, all of us were created by God, but Satan is trying to destroy God's creation.
以至于这个世界落在撒旦的手里还不觉得。
And sometimes we don't even realize what Satan is doing.
这个世界的道德方向。大家都知道应该向上，结果是向下。
We all know that you know we should be aiming toward God, but Satan is moving things the other way.
教育应当是帮助人更做一个好的人，有用的人。
Education should help us to become better people.
但是许多时候，越有教育的人，他上网很快找到资料怎么做炸弹。
But sometimes those educated people they can easily go on the web and get all kinds of bad information.
做炸弹的不是很简单，不是很笨的人，对不对
？And you know, it's not easy to make a bomb. It takes a smart person to make a bomb.
到底说明什么
？What does it tell us?
就像以色列人在列邦的统治之下，在外邦的统治之下，今天人是不得自由的。
It's just like the Jews; they were under the control of a foreign power, and so it is today. People are under control.
他这里提到说，以色列人 in lonely exile.
And here it says that the Jews were in lonely exile.
所以他殷切渴望神子降临。
And so they were waiting for the Son of God to appear.
你不要看以色列人是很可怜的。
And don't just take pity on the Israelites.
因为以色列人失去他们的国家是很可怜，他们沦落异邦。
And it's true that they, you know, they have suffered a lot.
但是至少他们有一个盼望。
But they do have a hope.
因为神应许要赐给他们一位救主。
Because God promised them a savior.
看看我们自己呢。
And how about ourselves?
在今天圣诞节的信息中间，不应当叫我们觉得每个人都很绝望。
And so I hope that this message we won't feel hopeless.
但是如果你不知道耶稣基督，不认识耶稣基督，我实在可以说，人类是没有盼望的。
But I can tell you that if you don't have Jesus, you don't really have much hope in this world.
你不要讲太远的事情，讲这些凶杀的案件，就连我们本身每天的生活，我们都觉得受到威胁。
Even if we don't talk about these horrible things that happen like in Newtown, but even in our daily lives, we are under attack.
我们刚刚选过总统，现在可以教会可以讲选举的事情了。
And so we've already had our election, and now I can talk a little bit about our election.
在大选以前，教会不可以谈政治，对不对
？Before the election, we never talk about politics.
那我们选出新总统了，对不对
？And so we've elected a new president.
我们盼望新政府会赶快通过预算，对不对
？And so we hope that the new president will create a new budget.
到底是要增加税收呢，还是减少开支呢？
Do we want to raise taxes or do we want to cut expenses?
当然，减少开支表示对我们这老年人的福利有很大的影响，对不对？
Of course, if you cut expenses, then it really affects the older people.
但是眼看连 一个预算，国会都提不出来。
But we can see that even a budget, you know, the Congress cannot agree on it.
这些是我们选的民意代表，对吗？代表我们，是不是？
And these are the people that we have elected.
他们到底代表谁呢？
And who are they representing?
谁是他们所代表的人呢？
Who are they representing?
到最后，恐怕除了自己，没有人代表。
Maybe they're just representing themselves.
而你知道，国会做的最伟大的、最多的通过的案件，就是每几年给自己加一次薪水。
And the thing they do agree on is to give themselves a raise every couple years.
所以你想想我们的预算怎么通过吧。
So how can we have a budget?
我不是要说的那么悲观哈。
But I just don't want to emphasize the negative.
但是这些阴影一直在我们心中，为什么？因为人生活在罪中。
But this kind of oppression is upon us because why? Because people are living in sin.
以色列人引颈盼望神子耶稣基督的降临。
And so the Jews, they were really hoping for a savior.
这首诗歌的副歌讲得非常好 ，Rejoice, 欢欣啊，欢欣啊！为什么？以马内利必定降临到以色列民中间。
But the chorus of this hymn is very positive. It says, "Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel."
所以弟兄姊妹们，这应当是圣诞节的信息。
And so this really should be our Christmas message.
在没有盼望中间，神是我们的盼望，是我们的拯救。
In a place where there's no hope, God is our hope and our salvation.
因为当我们从人不能得的盼望的时候，我们除了向神呼吁之外，再没有其他的路。
Because when man cannot give us hope, then we have to turn to God.
这就是这首诗歌带给我们一个基本的认识跟看法。
And so this is the basic message of this hymn.
他说什么？什么是有盼望？什么是有拯救呢？
And what does he say is our hope and our salvation?
这里告诉我们说，现在就是。
And it says, now is our salvation.
弟兄姊妹，这不仅是说到当时第一世纪犹太人在罗马统治之下他们的心情。
And this hymn is just not talking about the Jews under Roman control in the first century.
那么弟兄姊妹们，为什么盼望耶稣基督降临？为什么恳求以马内利降临呢？
So why do you think we should be hoping in God coming to save us?
第一件事情你会发现，以色列人等候一个救赎。
The first thing we can see is that the Jews were waiting for a savior.
一再的等候，一再的等候。
They were waiting, waiting, waiting.
英文里面是说 until the Son of God appeared, 一直要等到神的儿子向我们显现。
Until the Son of God appeared.
但是当耶稣基督降临的时候，你说以色列人认识他吗？
But when Jesus came to this earth, did the Jews recognize him?
他们真的认识他吗？
Did they really recognize who he was?
我们从路加福音、从马太福音看见，尤其路加福音里面看见，我们说有牧羊人在旷野牧羊，他们听见天使的呼喊。
And when we look at the Gospel of Luke, we see that the angels appeared to the shepherds.
我们看见马太福音有几个东方的有智慧的人来敬拜神、敬拜耶稣。
In the book of Matthew, we see that there was the Magi, the wise men that came to see Jesus.
但是大部分这个世界。并不认识耶稣是谁。
But most of the people, when Jesus came, they didn't recognize him.
我们今天这样庆祝耶稣基督救主降生是2000年到现在所发生的事情。
And so the fact that so many of us are here to celebrate Jesus' birth is something that's happened over the last 2000 years. 2000
年前耶稣基督降生并没有庆典，并没有开个 party.
2000 years ago, when Jesus was born, no one celebrated or had a party for him.
安安静静来到人间。
He just very quietly came to mankind.
不仅是降生这样。
Not only his birth was like this.
耶稣基督在地上行走的时候。
But during his life on earth.
他也教导他的门徒。
He taught his disciples.
他也向群众呼召。
And also called the masses.
并且他所有的教训很多时候是当时社会看为新奇的教训。
In fact, a lot of his teachings were very new to the society at the time.
但是总过他一生来讲，约翰福音讲得最清楚。
But to summarize his life, it says in the Gospel of John.
他到世界，世界的人并不认识他。
John summarized it like this. He said he came to the world, but the world did not receive him.
连自己的人，犹太人也不认识他。
Even he came to his own people did not recognize or receive him.
但是耶稣基督，约翰告诉我们说，耶稣基督来到地上的目的是为了除灭魔鬼的作为。
But we also know that in 1 John it tells us that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil.
怎么可以除灭魔鬼的作为呢？
How is he able to destroy the works of the devil?
除了当我们看见耶稣基督复活之外，我们不会懂这些奥秘。
And until we see the resurrection of Jesus, we don't understand how he could do it.
如果你要论神学的话，这是很深的思想，因为圣经告诉我们说，他用死来废掉掌死权的魔鬼。
And so this is actually pretty deep theology, but it says in the Bible that Jesus used his death to destroy the works of the devil.
神怎么样借着耶稣基督的死来败坏魔鬼的作为？你可以写好多篇神学论作。
And how did God use Jesus' death to destroy the works of the devil? Well, we can talk about that for a long time.
但今天连我们没有读过神学，甚至没有听过福音的人都知道，耶稣基督复活什么意思？因为他证明他是神的儿子。
But even for those of us who haven't don't know much about theology, but we can still understand that it was Jesus' resurrection that proved his victory.
而且耶稣基督的复活把我们也从罪恶死亡的权势里面拯救出来。
And so it was Jesus' resurrection that saved us from death and sin.
不是每个人都读过神学。
Not everyone has read theology.
但是所有接受耶稣基督做救主，认识说他今天把复活的生命放在我们里面。
But everyone who has put their faith in him understands that he's put his resurrection life in us.
真的叫我们心里面喜乐。
And really allows us to be joyful.
真的叫我们不再挂虑。
And helps us not to worry.
真的叫我们从惧怕里面被释放出来。
And helps us not to fear.
真的叫我们从没有盼望里面看见盼望。
And really in help us to be hopeful when there's no hope.
我的外公九十几岁才信主。
And my father-in-law,
my grandpa,
your grandpa is he didn't believe in except God until he was 90.
他是一个思想非常开放的人。
And but his thinking is very open.
我就说一件事情你就知道了。
I'll just give one example.
他会在新年年初一的时候。
At the beginning of each year,
做一件很特别的事情。
He would do something very different.
当然，你知道洋人不知道我们过中国年。
And you know, in America they don't celebrate Chinese New Year.
有一天，有个人登门到我妈妈家里敲门，嘣嘣嘣开门。
And so one day, someone came to my mother's house and knocked on the door.
一开门，问他说：“你来做什么？”
And asked him, "What are you doing?"
他们很有礼貌说：“我们来推销我们墓地的。”
And this person knocking on the door said, "We're selling
cemetery lots."
Cemetery lots.
年初一到你家里来卖墓地给你。
And this is on the first day of Chinese New Year.
你知道，如果换成别人，一定把他们赶出去，对不对
？You know, most people would immediately get rid of those people.
我外公说：“啊，这样子吗？今天一定是好日子。”
But my grandfather said, "You know,
this is a good day."
That this is a good day that you came.
哎，我们去买墓地去。
Let's go buy a lot.
年初一去买墓地。
This is the first day of Chinese New Year.
可是我知道他心里面最怕的是不是死亡本身，是怎么死法。
But you know, I knew that he did not really fear death. It was just how he was going to die.
他常常讲一件事情，他说，基督徒死得很快乐。
He noticed that Christians when they pass on, they're very peaceful and joyful.
所以弟兄姊妹，你注意到哈，在没有信主人心目中，基督徒死得很快乐。
And so I want to tell you that you know people who don't believe they notice that Christians when they pass on that they seem peaceful and joyful.
Mike， 听见没有？我们死是要快快乐乐的死哦。
So Mike， I want you to know that when we pass on， we should be peaceful and joyful.
为什么能快快乐乐
？Why can we be like that？
因为有盼望。
Because we have hope.
死不是结局。
Because death is not the end.
我常常讲，你要复活吗？复活，你先要死才行。
Do you want? I often say, do you want to be resurrected? Well, you have to die first.
如果你不死，怎么能复活
？How will you be resurrected if you don't first die?
但是基督徒因为耶稣基督的救恩，他从死里面复活，已经把死亡败坏了。
But because of what Jesus did and his resurrection, he defeated death.
不仅是讲了我们身体的死亡。
And he's not just talking about the death of our bodies.
因为耶稣基督已经从死里复活。
Because Jesus rose from the dead.
神用大能证明他是神的儿子。
And God used great power to show that Jesus was the Son of God.
并且应许在所有信主的人身上，也把这个生命跟能力赐给我们。
And God promised that those who believed in His Son would also have this life in them.
叫我们不再惧怕。
And to allow us not to be afraid anymore.
叫我们有蛮有把握，大有盼望。
And to have a great hope. and confidence.
因为耶稣基督来到地上的目的就是要为我们钉死在十字架上面。
Because Jesus came to this earth for the purpose of dying for us on the cross.
虽然世界上人不明白，当他降生的时候，没有人知道这是神的儿子。
Even though when he was first born, no one recognized that he was the son of God.
但是当他在地上工作三十年过了之后，竟然被钉在十字架上面。
And after 30 years of living on this earth and doing work, he was nailed to the cross.
这也是圣经所预言的。
But this was also something that was foretold in the Bible.
基督教庆祝最大的几个点庆典，一个就是圣诞节，一个就是复活节。
And the two big celebrations of Christianity are Christmas and Easter.
因为这两件事情都是圣经所预言，早就说明了的。
And because these two things were both foretold long ago in the Bible.
圣经本身也告诉我们说，到了事情成就，叫我们可以相信。
And so the Bible says that these things are prophecies, so when they happen, we would believe.
很多人还没有信主，说你们基督徒也很迷信。
And some people who haven't believed yet, they think, oh, you know, you Christians are pretty superstitious.
你说信就信了，根本不知道你们是一个虚幻的盼望。
You know, you believe it, but you know that you, what you're believing isn't real.
其实不是。
Actually, that's not true.
因为根据历史的发展，神所成就的事情并不是天天在重复的。
Because, you know, through the course of history, you can see that God is doing things not in a repeating way.
耶稣基督降世只有一次。
Jesus came to this earth just once.
复活也只需要一次。
And he only was resurrected once.
神不需要一再的重复他所做过的事情。
God doesn't need to keep repeating the things he's doing.
因为在他所过一次惊天动地的事情之后，已经把真理宣扬给世人知道。
Because once he did something once, then he's already proclaimed the truth to the world.
弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的朋友们，没有一件事情比耶稣基督降世更不可理解。
You know, one thing, friends, that is you can't, very difficult to understand is Jesus' birth.
耶稣基督神进来来做人，不能理解。
How is it possible that God could become man?
为什么神要来做人？
Why does God want to become
man? 你可以从各个方面来的问题，从哲学、从物理、从科学、从生物来讲，都是莫名其妙。
You can look at it from various different ways, philosophical, physics, any way you look at it, you just can't understand it.
但是神所做的事情就是专门人以为奇妙的事情。
But you know, the things that God does, he's doing the things that we don't always understand.
世界上没有另外一个平行的路、并行的事情能够讲到神为什么做人。
You know, there's really nothing that we can come up with to explain why God would want to become.
但是我们虽然不能从哲学方面解释，从科学方面解释，从生物方面解释。
Even though we can't explain it through philosophy, biology, science.
我是读科学的，我太太是读生物的，我自己读哲学的，也不明白。
You know, I'm a physicist. My wife studies biology. I also study philosophy. I can't understand it.
但是有一件事情，每一个人从我们自己旧恩里面能够认同。
But I think there is one thing, and that is through faith we can all understand.
耶稣基督降世为人，为了要拯救罪人，这话是可信的。
You know, we can understand that God did come to earth to save sinners. This is something we can understand.
这实在是太叫人惊异的一件事情。
But it's a truly amazing thing.
但是它已经发生了。
But it's already happened.
今天教会能够庆祝圣诞节，就是一再宣告，一再重复神所做在宇宙之间最大的一件事情。
And so, you know, when the church comes together to celebrate Christmas, we're proclaiming this mighty thing that God did.
耶稣基督降世为人。
That God became a man.
不仅是这样，他已经为我们完成救恩，为我们钉死在十字架上面。
Not only this, but he's already completed the work of salvation to be nailed to the cross.
你注意到这里，他的副歌里面说 Rejoice, 欢欣啊，欢欣啊，以色列民。
Notice that the chorus says Rejoice, rejoice, Israel.
他说以马内利必定要降临， Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
It says here that Emmanuel shall come to thee.
确定的，已经来了。
It's definite. It will happen.
弟兄姊妹们，但是有一件事情我不知道你注意到没有。
But there is one thing here I don't know if you noticed.
这首诗歌里面讲了那么多以马内利。
This hymn, it talks a lot about Emmanuel.
而且提到了好多其他的名字，听作称作这个耶西的根。
And it also talks about a lot of different things like the rod of Jesse.
提到大卫的钥匙。
The key of David.
提到这个清晨日光。
And it talks about the day spring.
唯有一个名字没有提。
But there's one name that's not mentioned in this hymn.
你们注意到是什么？
Did you notice?
有一个名字这首诗歌里面没有提，是什么？
There's one name in this hymn that was not
注意到没有？
mentioned. Did you notice it?
你慢慢看，慢慢看，仔细可以看，三节诗歌都看过，我看了好几遍，就没有这个字，是什么？
If,
你知道吗？
If you look at every verse, you just won't find this word up here. What do you think it is?
考考直牧师，有一个名字，很普通的名字，没有提。
There's a name in here. We'll ask Pastor Luke if he noticed. That's not there.
耶稣的名字没有提。
Jesus' name, Jesus Christ's name, is not in there.
这明显讲到以马内利的诗歌没有提到耶稣。
So it's interesting that we this is a hymn about him, but his name is not mentioned.
你就要想为什么。
And you have to think about why.
就想为什么。
Think about it.
因为旧约里面只有对以马内利的应许。没有提到耶稣的名字。
Because in the Old Testament, the prophecies did not mention Jesus' name.
如果你要仿照以色列人的思想来写这首诗歌，你就不能提耶稣的名字。
And so, if you're trying to write a hymn in a Jewish style, you can't mention Jesus' name.
但是我想另外有个原因，因为这首诗歌也是对犹太人讲的。
But I think also there's another purpose, and that is this hymn was written to the Jews.
所有圣诞节的诗歌，犹太人都不喜欢听。
You know, most Jews don't like to hear Christmas songs that have the name Jesus. 因
为他们不愿意接受耶稣基督是他们的救主。
Because they don't want to accept Jesus.
他们把耶稣钉在十字架上面。
You know, they were responsible for nailing Jesus to the cross.
但是以马内利的应许完全是根据旧约。
But you know, this promise of Emmanuel is from the Old Testament.
以色列人绝对不能够反对以马内利的名字。
And so the Jews cannot. Not accept Emmanuel.
一开始我说，虽然他们错过了耶稣基督 ，miss identity， 他们不认识耶稣是谁，但是以马内利是他们所盼望的，直到今天还在盼望。
So even though that they were not able to recognize Jesus when he came, but still Emmanuel is something they can accept, and they're still waiting for Emmanuel.
我想第九世纪这些拉丁的作者一定有想法，在当时可能已经是犹太人反对基督教很厉害的时候。
You know, when the people who wrote this in Latin originally, they were probably thinking that this is the Jews, you know, were very against Christianity.
但是这些是应许给犹太人的。
But these promises were for the Jews.
一面我们说犹太人拒绝了，所以救恩临到万邦，所有的民族都得着。
And so we say, because the Jews rejected the message, so the message of salvation went to all the Gentiles.
我们也知道救恩是为了所有的人，耶稣不仅是为犹太人的。
And we also know that salvation was not just for the Jews, but for all people.
但是我们要倒过来说，耶稣也是为了犹太人的，以马内利也是为了犹太人的。
But we also have to say, in contrary, that the salvation is also for the Jews.
感谢神，今天以马内利的名字已经被翻译成翻译哈，已经被翻译成许许多多国家的言语。
And so we're very grateful that actually Emmanuel, this name, has already been translated into many different languages.
而且你知道，任何地方只要你一提以马内利，大家都知道你是基督徒。
And so most people they know when they hear you mention Emmanuel, they know that you're a Christian.
以马内利什么意思
？And what does Emmanuel mean?
神与人同在。
God with us.
不仅在耶稣基督身上，神与人同在。
Not only Jesus, but God is with us.
尤其是每一个信主的人。神的同在，借着耶稣基督所赐给我们圣灵，在每个人心里面也都是真实的。
And in every believer, you know, God is through Jesus is living through the Holy Spirit is living in each one of us.
庆祝圣诞节怎么庆祝
？And so, how do we celebrate Christmas?
你可以买各样礼物彼此送来送去。
And you know, we can buy gifts and give them to each other.
你也可以把你的心，像我们普牧师说，把你的心献给耶稣。
But you know, you can also give your heart to Jesus.
但是当你把心献给耶稣的时候，其实耶稣要住在你的心里面。
Actually, though, when you give your heart to Jesus, Jesus wants to live in your heart.
以马内利不仅当时发生在耶稣的身上。
You know, it's not just Emmanuel talking about Jesus.
以马内利也发生在每一个信耶稣的人身上。
But Emmanuel, God with us, is also something that happens to each believer.
你怎么样在以马内利成为你真实的经历？很简单。
And so, how do you make this experience your own?
Very simple. 你说耶稣啊，我的心打开为了你。
And so you just say, Jesus, I open up my heart to you.
我虽然不能完全明白，但是我知道你亲自降世为人，为了拯救我们脱离死亡、脱离罪恶、脱离人一切的败坏。
you can say, even though I don't understand completely, but I understand that Jesus came to save us from our sins.
弟兄姊妹们，你想一想，当全世界的人都接受耶稣基督会怎么样子？
Can you imagine if everyone in the whole world were to accept Jesus?
不再有征战。
You know, we wouldn't have war anymore.
不会有枪支管理的问题。
And we wouldn't have problems with gun control.
不会有人各种的凶杀争竞。
And we wouldn't have murders and conflicts.
神要把他的平安赐给我们。
God would give us His peace.
今天我们还没有看见全世界都伏在耶稣基督的脚下。
And so today we see that the world has not yet come under Jesus.
但是我们可以说从我们自己本身开始，求主管理我。
But we can start from ourselves.
让他的生命管理我，让他的平安从我身上流露出来，真正的平安归给所有我们遇见的人。
Ask Jesus to come live in our hearts and give us the peace that can go out to others.
在我们的社区中间带给人平安。
And in our neighborhoods, we can give peace to others.
带给人喜乐。
We give them joy.
带给人盼望。
Give them hope.
带给人恩典。
And grace.
因为以马内利。
Because God is with us.
从我们自己身上开始，在我们亲友中间，在我们所认识中间，求主耶稣基督灵在其中工作。
And so, in our family and friends, we pray that God can be with each one.
叫每个人知道说与神同在，神与人同在是何等大的恩典。
And help them to understand that God with us is such a great gift.
盼望那些明白救恩的人把心打开，求主耶稣住在我的心里。
And so to ask, and we hope that anyone who hears this message is willing to open up their hearts.
你的名字既然称作以马内利，今天以马内利也发生在我的身上。
And so, God, since your name is God with us, be with me.
你会经历到神所赐给你赦罪的平安。
And you know, you will experience the peace of forgiveness from God.
一种能够交托、能够信任、能够相信神在你一生身上带领的那种平安和喜乐。
And you can experience the peace from God that you trust that He is in your life and in control of your life.
并且从你的生命中间流露出神自己的同在，而影响其他人也来信主。
And you know that'll also flow out from you, and other people will see that peace and joy.
我们感谢神把他的儿子赐给我们。
We thank God that He gave us His Son Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你降生在人间。
Because you came to this earth to be born.
当时你怎样生在伯利恒？
And you were born in Bethlehem.
在卑微的马槽里面。
In a humble manger.
世人不认识你。
And people did not recognize you.
就少数的牧羊人和几个东方来的，他们到你博士在你的面前敬拜你。
There were a few shepherds and some magi that came to worship you.
你就是这样自甘卑微来到地上。
But you were willing to be humble in this way to come to this earth.
但是你所肩负的使命，神与人同在，却是真实可靠的。
But the mission that you carried to this earth was real.
神与你同在，你也把神的平安带给世人。
God was with you, and you brought God's peace to this earth.
一直到你为我们成全何等的救恩，钉死在十字架上面。
Until you completed your work of salvation and you were nailed to the cross.
但是你从死里复活，又回到父那里。
But you were resurrected and you returned to the Father.
你地上的使命完成。
And so you completed your mission on earth.
你也把福音赐给世人。
And you gave your gospel to the world.
叫一切信你的，不至于灭亡，反得永生。
And to let all those who receive you not perish but have eternal life.
给我们何等的福分。
And give us this kind of blessing.
主，今天我们欢欣快乐来纪念你的降生。
And so, Lord, we thank you, and we celebrate your birth.
也为你的降生，因着纪念你的降生所带给我们完整的救恩。
And we also thank you that your birth brought us a salvation.
我们感谢你。
And so we thank you.
但愿所有一切接受你做我们救主的弟兄姊妹们，都同样的爱，喜爱真实的福音。
And so we pray that all of those who have accepted this message, that you would love the gospel.
并且我们尽力传扬福音给我们所亲爱的朋友、弟兄、朋友、家人。
And that we would love to spread the gospel to our friends and family.
也愿在这里听见福音而把心门打开的人，祷告在你的面前。
And I also want to pray for those who are here who are willing to open their hearts to Jesus today.
接受你做我们的救主。
And to receive Him as their Savior.
求主耶稣基督的灵降在他们里面。
And I pray that Lord Jesus, you would come into their hearts.
把救恩的喜乐赐给我们。
And give them the joy of salvation.
听我们在你面前祷告。
And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
靠耶稣基督的名，阿门。